It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Thursday, February 22nd, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's George Washington's birthday. It's also Independence Day in St. Lucia. It's Mother's Day in India. And it's Donkey Races Day in the Virgin Islands.
I suggest that we give him 10 years in Leavenworth or 11 years in Swellworth.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take 5 and 10 in Woolworth.
Groucho and Chico Marx. Not only did the first Woolworth store open on this date in 1879 in Utica, New York, but also Chico Marx was born on this date in 1891 in New York City. Though Chico was correct in the Duck Soup clip, Frank Winfield Woolworth's first store was not initially dubbed a 5 and 10. In fact, 5 cents was the limit. And according to a consumer price index calculator, that 5 cents in 1879 is about a dollar today. In the other inflation indices, it's a lot more, taxes playing a role.
I believe in a reduction and reform of taxation, and shall continue my efforts in that direction.
President Calvin Coolidge from what was the first presidential radio address. It happened on this date in 1924. February 22nd was already a landmark day for the Republican Party. Their first meeting as a party was today in 1854 in Michigan. And the first meeting of the National Republican Party was this date 2 years later, 1856, in Pittsburgh. The first president from the party came to office in the next election, 1860, Abraham Lincoln.
For me, a few hours ago, this campaign came to an end.
Senator Edward M. Kennedy was born on this otherwise Republican-friendly day in 1932. He was heard there from the 1980 Democratic Convention that chose incumbent President Jimmy Carter as its candidate. But that was in August, not February, so we'll segue from politics to sports. Because today in 1980, something miraculous happened in the Winter Olympic Games. The so-called Miracle on Ice. The U.S. hockey team, college players and amateurs all, defeated the Soviet team 4-3 this day in 1980 in Lake Placid, New York. The U.S. team would go on to beat Finland 4-2 to win the gold medal. Birthdays today with George Washington, Chico Marx, and Edward Kennedy already having been mentioned. Poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, 1892. Julius Erving, Dr. J, 1950. And Kyle MacLachlan, 1958.
I'm a total geek, and I love being a geek. It is so much freer and funner in life to not worry about being cool, you know?
And Drew Barrymore, born today in 1975 in Culver City, California. Finally, for this 22nd day of February, it was today in 1959 that the very first race was held at the newly completed Daytona International Speedway. And yes, it was the Daytona 500. The winner was uncertain. It was either Johnny Beauchamp or Lee Petty, Richard's dad. NASCAR would review film and photos for 3 days before announcing Lee Petty the winner. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.